In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this Tuesday in the second week of Lent, the Church takes up a theme which we shall find again and again, more and more poignantly expressed as we approach the great feast of Easter. That is, the grace that is to come in the New Testament through the sacraments of Christ. Today's epistle, that is, the lesson from the Old Testament, from the third book of Kings, is one which shall be continued very soon in our Lenten journey. We have the first part of it today, when the prophet Elias is told to go to a woman of the Sidonians. The words of the Lord precisely are, "Arise and go to Sarepta of the Sidonians and dwell there, for I have commanded a widow woman there to feed thee." This area of the Sidonians is in modern-day Lebanon. And he is instructed, the holy prophet, to go to a widow woman there. This widow woman, then, is not of the Hebrew race. She is a Gentile. And the inspired word wishes to make clear to us as well that she is a widow. This is important to remember, for we shall have this theme again and again leading up to Easter. That is, the fact that the Gentiles up until now have been bereft of all graces, bereft even of a spouse who is to come. And if we are trying to be attentive during Lent here to the allegories that we find in the readings every day, we must be struck right away by the words that we find in this lesson. Water, bread, sticks, and oil. Before I speak about these, however, I will just say one word about a theme which I've preached on several times in past years about what our Lord is to say here, and then I will return to it at the end. For our Lord in the Gospel today declares the importance of obeying those who are in authority. He speaks of the scribes and Pharisees. He says, "The scribes and Pharisees have sat on the chair of Moses." We are struck then right away when we consider that whereas in the past we have the prophet Elias, today we have the scribes and Pharisees. "All things, therefore, that they command you, observe and do, but do not act according to their works, for they talk, but do nothing. And they bind together heavy and oppressive burdens and lay them on men's shoulders, but not with one finger of their own do they choose to move them." He then goes on in a passage which is famous and, of course, is often quoted by our separated brethren, that we are to call no man on earth father or master. We have one Father in heaven and one Master, that is, Christ. Considering this passage, we wonder, though, how is it that the holy prophet Elias is able to act in the way that he does in this passage with the Gentile woman? For he comes, he calls to her and says, "Give me water." After that, he says, "Give me bread." It seems, in fact, that he has come not to serve, but to be served. He has asked for her to be at his service, even though she is poor and dying because of the drought in the land, and that she and her son are, in fact, according to her, about to die. For when he asks for bread, she declares, "I have no bread, but only a handful of meal in a pot and a little oil in a cruse." Behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it, for me and my son, and that we may eat it and die. What follows makes it clear why it is that this passage is tied by the church today to our Lord's admonition in the gospel. Men on earth are not to be called father or master of their own. When we refer to Christ as Lord, or when we refer to the Almighty and Eternal God as Father, it is not that we are taking a human term very familiar to us and applying it to God as a sort of metaphor. No, it is the exact opposite. What the scriptures make clear to us is that no one on earth can ever be called father or master except in virtue of the one who truly is father and master. He is not the metaphor. We simply have a participation in the one true fatherhood and mastership, which is the eternal Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. This is why St. Paul declares to the Ephesians, I bend my knees before the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, from whom all fatherhood in heaven and on earth takes its name. How then could the prophet Elias in the Old Testament be deserved to be looked upon as some sort of teacher or master or father? It is only because he is bringing grace to this household. He is bringing something that they cannot get, indeed that no man can merit, but that is freely given by God. And this is why, unlike the scribes and Pharisees at the time of our Lord, the priests of the New Testament can be called Father and Master, because they bring not their own teaching, but the teaching of the one who has sent them. They bring something that no man can give of his own. They participate in the fatherhood of God and in the one true priesthood of Jesus Christ, and so bring something that cannot come from man, but only from God. This then enables us to understand the allegory here in the lesson of the Old Testament. For what are these two sticks, if not the cross of Christ? And what is cooked upon them here by the woman, if not our Lord Jesus Christ himself come in the flesh? For it is a morsel of bread now that is baked for the prophet on these two sticks. And so it is our Lord become flesh and present for us under the forms of bread and wine in the most holy sacrament of the altar. This is what then remains: water, oil, and bread upon sticks. This theme will return to us even at the time of the Passion, when we hear the very haunting prophecy of Jeremiah, who declares that our Lord's persecutors will plot, saying, "Let us place wood into his bread." The cross and the Eucharist are, of course, inseparable, for the Mass is the cross. It is the making present on a daily basis of the one sacrifice of the cross. How long, then, shall these signs, that is, oil whereby we are anointed as followers of the Anointed One, the water of baptism, and the bread, which is the true bread come down from heaven, the Eucharist, how long shall these visible signs, these sacraments, be present? The prophet declares, they shall not fail until the day wherein the Lord will give rain upon the face of the earth. That is to say, the sacraments of the new law, once instituted, will not fail. They will always be present until the end of time. when rain comes upon the face of the earth. Yes, here it speaks immediately of the end of the drought at the time of the prophet Elias. But what is to come at the end is, in fact, the final rain, that is, will not be a rain of water, but a rain of fire that brings about the end of the world. And so the sacraments of Christ, which are for all people, are to endure until the end of time. Then no nation shall call itself widow, for all will be espoused to Christ. And all men on earth who take upon themselves the name of Master or Father can do so only if they are participating in the one mastership, the one lordship, and priesthood of Jesus Christ, for the glory of the Eternal Father. Amen.